I'm in the lobby of the National High Magnetic Field Laboratory, and everything about this place is so high-tech. Even the visitor badge they give you at the front desk is time-sensitive, so you can't use it the next day. But just outside the building, researcher Eden Steven is collecting a material so low-tech it's found in the corners of most garages. He's looking for spider webs.
Yeah, normally what I will do is I will simply detach one end.
He's poking a long plastic stick into a bush. He's taped black paper to one end so he can see the webs he collects. Once he snags a web, he rotates the stick until the web completely detaches from a tree branch up above.
Keep rolling, rolling, rolling.
Upstairs in the lab, Steven uses tweezers to pick up a tiny bundle of spider web fibers. He says it's 100 strands thick, but the whole bundle is no bigger than an eyelash. He dips the tiny bundle into a vial of something called carbon nanotubes. They're unimaginably small bits of carbon that, when used to coat the spider silk, make it conduct electricity. Steven says he spent about 2 months using a traditional chemical method to get the nanotubes to stick to the spider webs, but nothing would work. So he came up with a different approach.
All we need really is just water, which is eco-friendly. We drink it.
Steven and his team believe they're the first to coat spider silk with carbon nanotubes using just water as an adhesive. Although scientists around the world have been exploring ways to harness spiderweb's unique abilities like bending and stretching without breaking and withstanding extreme humidity and cold, the MagLab's eco-friendly electricity conducting spider silk wires are getting international attention.
We're not going to replace silicon, but we can complement various technologies.
That's James Brooks, chair of the FSU Physics Department and a co-researcher on the Spider Silk project. He says before spider silk can make its way into household electronics, scientists will need to find a way to make it synthetically because spiders are simply not prolific enough weavers. But the scientists say with a growing body of research in bio-nanotechnology, they foresee a time when consumers can choose an eco-friendly version of an electronic device. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.